Oshta Sunalei. Good morning and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. I have so many insights to share with you while I was in Cherokee, but one insight in particular that sticks out in my mind was the snake medicine I experienced. As you may know from previous broadcasts, the Native American practice of animal medicine embraces an awareness that reveals itself when a certain animal crosses our path. The word medicine in Native American practice and in the custom of animal medicine refers to the healing aspects that a certain or particular animal brings to our consciousness. This would mean anything that supports, strengthens, restores, empowers, or revives the spiritual body as well as the physical body. Once we're aware of what a certain animal represents, then we can take necessary steps to create changes in our life according to that awareness. Being nestled in the Great Smoky Mountains, it's fairly common to come across different animal medicine. One morning when I was coming down the road from my Aunt Jackie's house, I thought I saw snake medicine lying on the pavement near the edge of the road. I quickly braked and put the car in reverse. But before I stepped on the gas to back up, I rolled up my window and then giggled, knowing that this was silly as if to think the snake medicine would rise up and jump in the car. I thought my reaction was interesting for someone who claims not to be afraid of anything, so I sat there for a moment considering what the snake medicine wanted me to know. Then I backed up beside the snake medicine and meditated on why I had to see it. I considered that snake medicine was one of my totems and represented transmutation, creation, and desire. Remember, probably broadcast back, I told you that butterfly medicine is also one of my totems. Well, there I sat looking at snake medicine, wondering if snake medicine was dead, which would be referred to as contrary, meaning there would be a deeper and possibly even more serious aspect to the snake medicine that I needed to look at. So there I sat, saying out loud to myself, what? Have I still not shed my old skin? I am always in the process of transmutating, but what now? I am also moving forward on the new things that I want to create. I do have the desire. But what about you, snake medicine? I just sat there looking at snake medicine, wondering if he was dead, contrary, because he still wasn't moving. Then I pulled forward and backed up. I pulled forward and backed up again. Then I honked, and then honked again. Nothing. I wanted to know if it was alive or contrary. Contrary would mean that it was not transmutating. I was not creating, and my desire was lost. I honked again. Snake medicine just laid there, still, and holding a posture that seemed ready to strike at any moment. There were messages coming through that connected with my spirit on what this new transmutation, creation, and desire meant for me. Later that day, I asked several kin who drive up and down that road if the snake medicine was there when they came by, or was it dead? And they removed it. Keep in mind, only kin live on this road. It wasn't smashed like it had been run over. Even still, where did it go? When my Aunt Jackie returned home from work, I asked her if she saw the snake medicine, and then I shared with her all the insights that were running through my mind. Without skipping a beat, she looked at me oddly and said, "You're the only one I've ever known who has honked at a snake." Now get out there, go play yourself up, and practice being you. In Cherokee, we say, until we meet again, Denada, Gohayan. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.